Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Golden Voice Scott Spears, on the air, Thursday, April the 23rd, 2020, 4/23/2020, 18 minutes past the hour, and we're having all kinds of interesting conversations here this morning on the air. And if you want to be part of any of those, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are here. Shaving and graduation were the talk in hour number one. As well as just doing something nice for somebody. As I said, you know, the phone call I got this morning, because here's what I've always believed. Early morning phone calls and late night phone calls are the best. Now, they're the worst if there's an emergency. You don't want an early morning phone call or a late night phone call. But if somebody's just calling you out of the blue, to do it early in the morning or to do it late at night is kind of nice, because they're just calling to say hello and how are you and I was thinking about you, and that's nice. Now, here's the problem with this, okay? And I hate to say this, even though it started my day well this morning, because I was already awake and getting the phone was no big deal. It's something I would never do. So I can say that this is a good thing, but the truth is I would never really practice what I preach, because I just cannot call somebody, period. So apparently, you know, again, part of my disease, I just cannot do it. So even though I think it's a nice gesture, and it started my morning nice this morning, and I appreciate that phone call, I could never do it. So I guess I'm not really very reciprocating in that particular manner. So there you go. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about graduations and how there might be a parade in Marion for the city schools. We really don't know a whole lot of the details on this, but we did have a call there during the break that I thought was kind of interesting. A suggestion was tendered that maybe we could have one for the all the county schools. I mean, we do have Pleasant, we do have Ridgedale, we do have River Valley, we do have Elgin, who are all Marion County schools, Tri-Rivers. Now, will they get to walk? Will they get to do something? And maybe we could do something for the county schools here in Marion, have a parade, or have us all join up together. And if that was something that was of interest to anybody who maybe has somebody in a county school at this particular point, you know, I guess we would be happy at this point to take part in that. If you need somebody to walk down the streets with the graduates, I'm sure this station would be glad to help. And, you know, if you want me to take part in any way, I would be glad to do it. So that would be a lot of fun. So if anybody has any interest in that, give me a ring. 740-383-9944, or what possibly could be done with these 6 feet apart orders and other things of that nature. Okay, before we get to the questions, listener questions here, I want to make sure I got it through everything this morning. Okay, what did we get through? We got through the shaving, we got through the phone call this morning, we got through the apple butter, we got through the story last night, we got through... I wrote down the word age, but I don't know what I wanted to talk about in regard to age. See, this is why I should write more down, because I really have... I don't remember what I wanted to talk about in regard to age. Isn't that strange how I forgot that? Okay. Maybe we'll get to that some other day when I can remember what I was talking about. I was going to talk a little bit about the two guests that we had on yesterday. Number one, the guest we had on from Tiger King. I think that's a very... He was very good yesterday. I was surprised with his openness, because I have not seen Tiger King, as we all know. I was very surprised in regard to his openness about losing his arm and his sexuality and how he felt about the people in the Tiger King documentary. So I appreciate that, and just wanted to say that, because I didn't get a chance to say it yesterday because we were filled up with guests. So I thank Tiger King for being on the show. And the other thing I wanted to say about the other guest that we had on yesterday, Dr. Feynman, who's normally on Adam's show every Monday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we had an interesting conversation yesterday about calling names. And, you know, Dr. Feynman knows this. I just don't think, I disagreeing with somebody's policy all day long, I get that. That's what you do. You don't agree with everybody's policy. But I think we've just got into this name-calling business, and I don't know why we're doing that. I think that infuriates people when you call them a name. And I think when they call you a name, that infuriates you. And I don't know why we do that. I don't think we need to do that. I think if we did a little less of that, we would be a little better off, that we don't necessarily need to call names all the time. So those are the two things that I learned about yesterday's program. So now we can check those off. Now here's something that's of a little bit of interest. Tonight, because we've done this, well, tonight will be the 10th show. Oddly enough, I do a podcast called, it's currently the only podcast I'm doing, but there's to be more added very soon. But I do a podcast called the Paper Rings Podcast, which, by the way, you can listen to on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search Paper Rings Podcast, and these things should come up. But tonight, I believe we are taping the 10th episode at 8 o'clock. Now, I don't really know what the topic for this will be, and to be honest with you, taping this at this point might be up in the air. You never know what will happen. You know, things change. But it's been being done on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock for a while now. And people are finding it, and people are listening to it on the air, and that's awful nice, and I certainly appreciate that. But, you know, I think it will take place tonight. As far as I know, it will take place tonight. But that's an interesting situation right now. That's what I'm going to say about that particular situation. That's an interesting situation going on with the two girls that I host that show with. Now, it's, how do you say this without saying it? I don't know. I think it'll be fine tonight. I think it'll go on just fine. I think you'll get to listen to it. I think you'll enjoy it, 8 to 9 tonight. But at this point, I just don't know. So I guess that's why I wanted to comment on it. I don't know. I really don't know anything more about it at this particular point. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. But it is the 10th episode, and hopefully we will be able to reminisce on the 10 episodes that we have done. So that's where that is at this particular point. Now, the two girls... So, okay, now here we go. I think here's what's going to happen tonight. Let me just put it this way. Okay, let me get down to brass tacks here. Here's what's going to happen tonight. I think it's Abby and Michelle. I mean, people know who they are. Abby and Michelle, who have been with me for 10 episodes now, and we have a lot of fun doing that show. And I think they're going to be here tonight. But for some reason, we have had it's been a very different week, and I don't know what that's all about. It might be nothing, you know. I'm not saying it has anything to do with them, but we're going to be here tonight. Okay, I just got word we are going to be here tonight. Abby and Michelle and myself are going to be here at 8 o'clock, and we're going to do the 10th episode. So now I can say I just got word that we are doing it tonight. And we're going to get here at 7, we're going to have a pre-show meeting, and then we're going to do the 10th episode. Because tonight's topic is looking back at the 10 episodes of the Paper Rings Podcast. And from my understanding, there's going to be some kind of catering done tonight on the girls' behalf to bring in the food, Abby and Michelle. So they're going to cater the thing. We're going to get here at 7 o'clock. We're going to discuss this 10th episode that will air tonight from 8 to 9. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So, Abby and Michelle, is that good with you? I know you're out there listening. So we're on board tonight, 7 o'clock, to go on the air at 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock and talk about a lot of fun stuff tonight. Reminisce about those 10 episodes that started back in March now? Yeah. Well, we think there'll be food. We don't know for sure about the food. We know there'll be a taping, but we don't know about the food at this point. But I have faith that these girls will come through on the food. They always do come through on the food. You know, they're nice like that. So I appreciate that. So Abby and Michelle, tonight, Paper Rings Podcast, 8 o'clock. Here on this station, and it will be a humdinger of a podcast, let me tell you, because there is a lot to talk about. This is one you won't want to miss. 10th anniversary, 10th show, that this has been going on for this many weeks now. It's going to be good tonight, so tune in tonight, 8 o'clock, and also catch old episodes of the Paper Rings Podcast. 1 through 9 are all on the internet. Just go to Paper Rings Podcast on YouTube, and you will get the episodes. So now I feel confident that it will happen. So how about that? Let me see here. What else can we talk about now? What else is on my mind? See, I'm going down through my list here. Okay. This is good as well. Don't forget, I can't believe it's all close to Friday. Friday Night Live tomorrow. Bailey Hunt and myself will be on Friday night, 8 to 10, here on this station. New co-host, the blonde Bailey, will be here tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m., and that's a show you're not going to want to miss. That's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night, because I'm not really sure what the topic of that show is at this point, but I know that that's going to be interesting, because I really had a lot of fun last week doing that show. So there you go. And you know, I'm trying to think of a good topic that Bailey and I could talk about tomorrow night. We'll figure it out. It'll all come out before tomorrow night. Now, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll promo that show tomorrow as well. And there also are some archived episodes of the BS podcast, which Bailey and I did for a long time, on YouTube. All you got to do to go is go to YouTube and search the BS podcast, and you'll get, like, I think we did 17 of them or something like that you can listen to. So there you go. There are the promos. The Paper Rings podcast tonight from... well, starting at 8 o'clock on this station, as well as a podcast. And then with Abby and Michelle tonight, it'll be the 10th episode. And then tomorrow night, we have Friday Night Live with Bailey Hunt from 8 until 10 p.m. on this station. So that is the promo section of the show today. There you go. Don't we all feel better now? We got the promos out of the way. And all is well with the world now, and we can all move on to happier times. Now, we got through all that. Now, here's something interesting. And I'm not going to talk about names with this particular thing, because it's just... okay, there's always a lot made of me pausing on the air because I'm reading something. And yes, that does happen. I get messages on Facebook, or somebody will send me a question, or I'll get a message in a group chat or something like that. So, yeah, that happens a lot. So I'll turn to read what's going on because I want to keep you informed, just like I did a second ago when I had some ambiguity about the taping tonight of the Paper Rings podcast. I got straightened out on that. So that's good, and that'll be fun tonight, and we'll see how that all shakes out before I get to these questions. So there's a lot made of me pausing. So The normal reason, this is a question, a listener question that I got. Why do you pause? Okay, here's what happens. I'll get a message on Facebook, or I'll get a message in a private message from somebody, and I'll stop to look at it, and I'll read it. And that's all that's happening. Now, I know that sounds weird on radio, but this is the world we're in now, and you've got to stop and read these things because it might have something to do with the show you're on, and you want to extend that information to the show you're on. Now, other things have happened that have made me pause on the air or laugh, and at one point, I know somebody said, and I'm not going to attribute it to a person, but I think I know who said this, that they try to say particularly off-color things so that I will laugh on the air, and people have no idea why I'm laughing. So, yeah, that happens too. Somebody will say something completely off color, and it will strike me as funny because I'm thinking, why are they doing that? And I'm looking over there to look at it, and I'll laugh. So that has happened too. But there have been other things. I'm trying to think of other things that have made me laugh or kind of lose it for a second on the air, which doesn't happen very often. I'm usually very good at keeping composure no matter what I'm doing. Because when you're behind a microphone and you're in a studio, you just, you know, you're kind of in the zone, I guess, so you are able to handle that much better than maybe you would be in another situation. Oh, I'll tell you about a time, and this, no names, and I don't even think people will remember this, because I don't think I used any names at the time. It's been quite a while ago. But, and how can I make this story sound very nice? Well, basically what happened, it's nothing all that big, but one time somebody was trying to make me lose composure on the air. So essentially all they did was send a picture, and it was a goofy picture, but it was a picture I did not expect them to send. So, yeah, that made me kind of lose it for a second. But that's showbiz as far as it goes. Is this show business? I don't even know if this is show business. This is the radio business. So that's happened before. So there are all kinds of reasons from time to time that I might lose my train of thought. But regardless, I'll always come back to my right mind. So those have been reasons. Okay. I think now I have gotten through everything I needed to get through. Now, we can go to the listener questions, which I have not been in for quite a while. Now, let me see if I have any questions on Facebook or in the email first. Let's see here. Am I getting any questions on Facebook or in the email? I don't think I have any new ones on Facebook before we start with the ones on the paper here. Okay, Facebook, I think we don't have any. Okay, we're good on Facebook. We don't have any new Facebook questions submitted. Let me check my email here real quick. Flip over to the other screen. Make sure there's nothing in the email that I need to go over. Okay. Well, I do have an email question here. Okay, this came in 2 minutes ago. All right. What is it? Okay. Well, okay. You know what? I can't talk about this. I cannot talk about this. The person is asking me a question about something I can't talk about. Now, that's awful. But I can't. It had to do something with what I was just talking about, but I can't talk about it any further. So, there you go. Sorry. Can't get into that at this particular point. All right. Let's go to the... Okay, let me try to answer this. I hate to leave people hanging, because now it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, what was the picture that made me lose it kind of on the air? It was just a goofy picture. Funny. It was a funny picture. It was a silly picture. That's all it was. So that's all you need to know. Okay, let's get to the listener questions. Here we go. I've been married to a wonderful man for 6 years, and we've been together for 10. We bought a house a few years ago, and since then, our life has significantly decreased. Okay. I know the stress of being homeowners hasn't helped our situation, and over the last year, I felt like I'm falling out of love. A few weeks ago, I ran into a man I dated before my husband, and there was a spark between us that neither of us can deny. He broke my heart years ago, but I can't shake this feeling of wanting, needing to be with him. I can't get him off my mind. I hate the idea of breaking my husband's heart, but I also don't want to lose the chance to see what could be with my old flame. How can I come out of this on top? I'm terrified that I may have signed on to spend the rest of my life with someone who isn't my soul mate. That is from a listener. Now, see, those are the type of questions we get. Now, thank goodness that's not signed, because I don't know if you'd want to put that out over the airwave. Okay, you've got a lot of problems here, first of all. Number one, soulmate. It sounds like you're kind of a romantic person, if you're into that soulmate stuff. I don't really know if that's true. To me, I think that's a term that people use when they're trying to be smooth. That to me is what soulmate is. That's a term that people use when they're trying to be smooth. Now, here's what I would say about this. Okay, here's the problem. You've been married or with your husband for, you've been married for 6 years and together for 10. The problem is, when you've been around somebody for 6 years or 10 years, they don't seem as exciting anymore because you see them every day. You know, it's not that exciting to see the same person every day, in and out, for 10 years. Yeah, that does become a little old, and then when somebody comes in from the past, what you're feeling is not a spark. You're just feeling it's like a new thing. You're feeling like, wow, this is something different than what I've been around for 10 years. So here's what you got to think about. Here's my advice in this particular situation. The reason you can't get him off your mind is just because he's different than your husband. That's it. And your husband has become old hat. Now, my advice is get rid of both these people. Because here's the number one problem. The number one problem is that it just sounds like you're bored with your husband. So you don't want to stay in that. If you're bored and it's not working very well, you probably should find some way to step away from that. Now, the other person is probably going to end the same way because it doesn't sound like you know all that much about them. It just sounds like it's somebody other than your husband. And I'm guessing that anybody could, I don't know. It just, to me, I would think that both of these people are probably bad choices at this point. I think you should get yourself single, and I think you should just stay single. Because that's best. That's best for all involved. Now, that way you don't get into this trouble that people are having right here. Now, does anybody else have a differing viewpoint? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about somebody who's been married for 6 years, been in a relationship for 10 years, all of a sudden somebody from the past comes into their life, and all of a sudden they're goo-goo gaga for that person, so they want to leave that person they want to leave their husband for that person because they can't get them off their mind. It's because the person's new. I hate to tell you that. And sometimes that new stage can go on for quite a while. Because they're new, and it's exciting, and it's different, and blah, blah, blah. But then you find out that they are just as boring as the husband was. Because guess what? Everybody falls in to their own ruts. And that's just how it is. But people never seem to catch on to that. I think some people just need the constant excitement. I think some people just need, and it's not love. And I hope you loved your husband at some point. But it's not love. That's not what you're having here. What you're having is just, you're, I think either you're afraid to be alone, or you just constantly want some kind of validation from somebody. So, yeah, I mean, I hate to say that, but the fact that you're even feeling like you're all that interested in the other person is probably a fact that you're just somebody who needs some excitement. And sometimes that's not love. Now, if you're looking for love, it's not going to work out. I guess that's the best way to put it. I'm not answering this very succinctly, but my point is, I wrote a thing on Facebook the other night about what love is really all about. And the truth of the matter is, and I think I talked with Glenn about this yesterday, it's not about dizzy-headed feelings. It's not about going out all the time. It's not about all that sort of thing. What it is, it's about a constant good feeling about the person. It's about being happy, that they make you happy. And you can fool people. You can tell people that you're happy when you're really not. But you're only fooling yourself. And that's what I kind of pick up from this particular situation. It sounds like this person is fooling themselves. And I think they're fooling themselves because obviously the marriage is not working out, or you wouldn't be bored in that particular situation. And it also sounds like you're fooling yourself because you think that this new person is going to be great. Well, what do you know about this new person? You don't know anything. So I don't think that is exactly... I think you're best to be single and enjoy life and try to figure out who you are. You got to figure out who you are at some point, and then you can go on. All right, that's question number one. Let's go to question number two. Okay. Well, these are all kind of in the same vein, so let's see what this one's about. My husband's best friend remarried a couple years ago, and the new wife, Jane, is a handful. When we get together, she's as free-spirited and as open as you can get. She hangs on her husband like a magnet, always holding on to him and letting everybody know anything and everything about their life and attraction and so on and so forth. At first, it was funny, since they were newlyweds and all, but it isn't funny any longer. Frankly, it's nauseating. I would like to get together more often, minus the show that she's putting on. I'm concerned that if I say something that everybody knows I don't, and everybody knows I usually don't bite my tongue, I will cause a major rift between all of us. I don't want to keep my husband from his best friend. Any advice? Well, this makes me nauseated too. I would not want to be in a room with people who were sharing every little detail about their life. And I can certainly empathize with this person that, you know, that might be funny in the beginning because they're newlyweds, but that does wear old after a while, and nobody cares. And I don't know if the people know that people don't care, because usually people don't speak up. You don't speak up to your best friend and say, you know what, I really don't care about what's going on in your life, when truly you really don't care. But you don't want to lose the friendship. That's the idea. I guess what I would do is I would pull your best friend aside and I would say, listen, you know, I understand that everything's great between you two. I understand that you like your life. But you know what? When we're together, can we not do that? Can you talk to your wife about that? Now, I understand that might bring some negative feeling. But again, it all comes back to that newlywed honeymoon phase. You know, I understand people get into that, but find the real person. You know what? You're eventually going to find the real person. I'll tell you a little story. If I was with that person I was with last night, they'd be interrupting me by now. Here's a little story that kind of curtails all of this. You will sit in a room and you will think, oh my goodness, that's the person I want to be around for the rest of my life. This is real love, and I love this person, and I've got to be around them, and it hurts you that you're not around them, and it makes you so upset, and, you know, you feel all these feelings, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, here's what happens. Let's say you finally get them. You know, for whatever reason, by hook or by crook, you get them to like you, and you form some kind of relationship. Okay, that may be great in the beginning, because there is that moment where everything's great, you've got the person that you wanted, and you think it's going to be great. Well, guess what? It's going to be over at some point. That boy, I wanted to be around you, and now we've done everything together, and boredom will set in at some point. And also, all those things that you don't like about them, and there's always things you don't like about them, are going to become bigger and bigger and bigger, because all the things you dislike about them or like about them are going to become smaller, because the things you like about them always stick with you. You never think about the things you actually dislike about them. So always pay attention to what is really wrong with the person. You know, I've done this several times, and I'll try to tell a personal story here without getting too personal. There was a girl one time who I'm trying to answer these questions, so, you know, sometimes you got to get into your own personal thing here. There was a girl one time who I thought was, you know, the greatest thing, and I thought, man, I have got to somehow, you know, work something out with this girl. And it was work. It was work trying to work that out. But you know, I never saw their flaws. And there were flaws. There were big flaws. And I knew those flaws. But I never factored that in when I was on that path to want them to like me so much. Because that's more of a goal you have set for yourself, for them to like you. So I never thought about their flaws. And then once I got to where I wanted to be with that person, the flaws became apparent. The flaws became more apparent. And then the flaws were huge. And then that's all there were flaws. And you realize that nobody's perfect. And not that everybody has to be perfect, but some people's flaws are bigger than others. And it reminds me of that old saying, be careful about what you wish for, because you just might get it. And when you get it, it might not be something you really want. I've always said this about Facebook. When people are on Facebook or any kind of social media and bragging to me about how great their relationship or marriage is, I always think, here comes the breakup, here comes the divorce, and that thing is not so happy. Now, why do I say that? Okay, this is a strict matter of sociology and psychology. If you really are that happy, and you really are that great with each other, why do you have to tell other people? You wouldn't have to tell other people. You don't walk up to somebody in life and go, boy, things are just great with us. You don't do that unless somebody asks you. And nobody's asking you on social media. It's like, you know what it reminds me of? And this has nothing to do with any type of relationship, but it reminds me of when somebody goes on a trip or goes to someplace fun. Now, we've been taking pictures of places that we go to all the time, so that's no shock. But it's when you take the pictures and you post these messages about just how great a time you're having. Now, there's nothing wrong when you get back talking about how great a time you had, because maybe you did have a great time. But when you're constantly documenting the experience with how great a time you're having or how great the person is that you're with, why are you doing that? Why aren't you just enjoying the trip? Post the pictures. I get posting the pictures. That's fine. I totally understand that. But that you're writing these little messages, I think, well, you know, maybe you should spend a little more time enjoying that trip that you're on. So that's what it all comes down for me. Anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour. Give me a ring. I'd love to hear your opinion. I don't want to go into another question today because I don't think we'll have time to do that. The Charlie Evers Show is coming up after this. Glenn Coble and I will be sitting in for Charlie, and we'll have a lot to talk about. Maybe Glenn and I will talk a little bit about this as time goes on. So that'll be fun, too. And that's fun. So 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget Swap Shop with Glenn Coble today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. on this station. You know, it's always interesting to me that so many questions have to do with relationships. I think that's because it's the most complicated thing in the world. This is why the divorce rate stays around 50%. This is why relationships start and stop all the time. This is why it is the way it is, because it is complicated. And at some point, you've got to understand that it's complicated. Nothing is black and white. It's much more gray. And once you come to the conclusion that it is gray and that everything isn't perfect all the time, then you can make a much more rational decision in these fields. But that's just my opinion. But you know what? People were asking my opinion this morning. So says the mailbag. So you get a little look into my perspective on those things. I hope that helped if those people were listening. And I hope that in some way that everybody does get it right, because you want people to be happy. But you can also be happy alone. So there's that. Some people can. All right. Let me check the email here, and let me check the Facebook and see if there is anything else for today in regard to these particular subjects that we are talking about. Oh, man. Okay. Well, can't talk about that, but, Okay, let me try to tell you what just happened here. Gee whiz. People get nuttier by the day. Okay, here's the thing. You know how I was talking earlier on about how people like to divert my attention for some reason while I'm on the air and try to make me laugh or lose it for some odd reason? I just looked over at Facebook, and I saw something that I'd never seen before. So, gee whiz. So, funny, something funny. Okay, let's put it that way. It's something very funny. So, okay. You know who you are, who's out there listening. That was funny. You got me for a second. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you're talking about relationship, right?
Yes.
All right. You know, like you said, after the honeymoon. Well, you get to know people a little bit better down the line. But what I'm going to say is, you know, you love your mother and your father, but you dislike some things about them. And it's the same way with a man and a woman. There's things that you like about them and things you don't. Because we are just human beings. You know, and some make you mad, and your spouse or your husband will make you madder than anybody else. You know, and we're just human beings. And it ain't love all the time with everybody. You like them, but you dislike them. I've got a few friends that I tell them the truth on everything. They're better than what they are, but sometimes they're not using it, you know. And it's not because I want to get back at them for anything. I don't. But, you know, like I said, we're human beings, and like in marriage, the honeymoon's great, and life after that's still great, because you don't like everybody every minute of the day, usually. You know, whether it's your wife goes shopping, spends too much, or the man drinks too much, or whatever. But that's how we are.
I think you're right, sir, but here's what I think happens with a lot of people. And here's, I think that honeymoon stage is very important, but here's what I believe honestly happens. I think that a lot of people are not complete people. They haven't quite figured themselves out yet. And when you haven't figured yourself out yet, not that anybody's perfect, but when you haven't figured yourself out yet, you're not really sure what makes you happy. You just know that in that moment that person is making you happy. Now, that is not necessarily a reason to get married, but some people do get married because that phase lasts a long time. They think, oh, this is the greatest person I've ever met. They're giving me everything I want. They're doing everything I want. I really like them. It's great. And then what happens is you find out who you are as a person at some point during that marriage or some point during that relationship, because a lot of people don't get married now. They just live together. And you find out who that other person really is at one point, and you find out how really they're not making you all that happy. And but the main reason for that is because they don't know who they are. They are so upset in life. They're having such a rough life that they're just trying to get a Band-Aid on anything that they can. So anytime anybody comes in who's new or exciting, it's love for about 3 months, and then it's over.
Well, here's the deal, Scott. Sometimes you don't love yourself, but sometimes when you have everything, you don't appreciate, just like life. You don't appreciate when you got your good health and you can walk around and you feel good until something happens. And that's the problem. And then you're talking about a man and a woman. Sometimes everything is hunky-dory, which is great, and sometimes it's not exciting because they're so passive that they don't talk at each other like they should. You know, like, you know, say I'm out in the garden and I walk in with my shoes are dirty, okay, which I usually don't. But if I do, she gets mad, and I don't blame her, you know. But what I'm saying is most people don't know who they are half the time, like you said. But a relationship is, you know, you love your wife, but boy, at times, they can make you mad. So can your friends. They can make you so mad that you for a while, you know, you just want to walk away because...
Well, And I'll tell you something interesting. I think sometimes people have so many disasters in relationships that eventually they just start to say, well, I think this person might work, so I'm going to settle with this person because everything else has been a complete disaster for whatever reason. But you've got to look at those disasters at some point and say, why in the world was I ever even in that? And most of the time, if you're honest with yourself and you look in the mirror, you're going to say, I overlooked their flaws because it was exciting and it made me happy for a minute. But you know what? Excitement doesn't last forever. And when excitement's gone, you better be able to talk to that person. You better be able to laugh with that person. And that person better not have those big gaping flaws that you can't live with.
Well, you know, when you're younger, it's a physical attraction with a lot of people, and it is. It's because we're humans, all right? But the thing is, there's just like a lot of young men going around today, all they're after is women for sex or whatever. They don't care about them, and then when a child comes along, somebody else has to feed them, take care of them. Most of them don't care about that child. We've had three, all right? I wouldn't walk away my kids. I'll make sure they're going to be fed. I'll feed them. You know, whatever I got to do, I'm going to do it. You know, if I was the man that did it, I'm going to do it. But today's world, I know so many young guys, they don't care about a young girl. It's just a conquer thing, and then they just go right on, you know.
And you know what's funny about that, and I hope you keep listening, because Glenn might have something to say about this in the next 15 minutes. Okay. But here's the interesting thing. I think you've hit something on the head. A lot of times, it is more of a guy thing, and hopefully we're not being misogynistic here about this, but it does tend to be more of a guy thing about conquering. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of times the girl will say, well, you know what, I had a good time, so big deal. But you know what? But the truth is, the truth in that is, I don't think they quite understand that, you know, fine, okay, they had a good time as well. I guess that's okay. But that relationship is not going to work because now they have been conquered by the guy. It may go on for as long as the guy wants it to go on, for as long as he can keep being that to the girl, but eventually that's going to stop because he really has no interest in her. He may say he does, and they all say they do, but you know what? You really know if they do or not. Hey, stay tuned and call back because we're going to go to break here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be back. And from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, Mr. McFeely.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, Scott.
WWGH Radio 101 FM in Ohio. The Talking